Are you that party-goer who neglects the stuffed mushrooms because you're a little freaked out by that guy scowling alone on the sofa? Or perhaps you avoid the mushrooms because you're worried that other people will see you pigging out. Perhaps you just aren't hungry, the party is a disappointment, and you wish you were at home in bed. Maybe you're the party-goer who does eat the stuffed mushrooms, about half of them, because once you start, you just can't stop. If any of these sound like you, congratulations. You could have a neurotic personality. Neuroticism is about avoidance. Neuroticism is about anticipating the worst and retreating. It's about being the first person to come in out of the rain and the last to believe the storm has passed. A neurotic brain is attracted to angry faces, to shouts of alarm, to catastrophic headlines. It commits life's harshest lessons to memory and does not forget them. For a strongly neurotic person, life is not a bowl of cherries. A neurotic brain is more upset by stressful events than a less neurotic brain would be. A person with a neurotic personality is inclined to be moody and emotional at best. At worst, neurotic people have a higher chance of sliding into a full-blown anxiety disorder or depression. Neuroticism is a bit of a burden. But somebody has to be the doubter. We can't all just laugh and play the days away. Someone has to look gift horses in the mouth. Someone has to interrogate the charming stranger before we throw open the gates. Someone has to look past the sunbeams and notice the gathering thunderheads. People with neurotic brains are our watchdogs. They notice signs of trouble first. They remember every disaster that ever happened, and they're always on guard against new ones. Serotonin is the signature brain chemical of neuroticism. This chemical helps information move through our and every animal's nervous system. If you have the normal amount of serotonin lubricating your brain, you've got a shot at serenity. But if your serotonin is either too low or too high, neuroticism may cast its shadow over your picnic. The amygdala is the mascot brain region of the neurotic personality. Named after an almond and tucked deep between your ears, it's an ancient emergency control center. This little nut has the power to dismiss your fancy intellect when circumstances call for action instead of analysis. When the amygdala detects an emergency, it prepares you to run, fight, scream, or overturn a vehicle in order to protect life and limb. In a person with a neurotic personality, the amygdala is set on supersensitive. It's jumpy. It's trigger-happy. It's an emergency center that would rather issue a false alarm than be caught off guard. In fact, the more stress you throw at a neurotic amygdala, the more watchful it becomes. But neuroticism does more than keep us all safe from lightning and spiders and mayonnaise left out overnight. A recent study found that anxious children are less likely to die in stupid accidents. The, hey, watch this, accidents that claim carefree kids who ride skateboards downstairs or play with loaded guns. The neurotic personality also appears to convey a certain blessing of intelligence, particularly the planning variety, that helps a person to avoid surprises. The anxiety and depression facets of neuroticism are heavyweights in human happiness. If you score relatively high for those, that doesn't mean you're destined for the psychiatric ward, but a personality that's high in anxiety or depression does have an elevated risk of developing mental illness. These personalities are poised to skid right off the neuroticism personality scale and plunge into the pit of psychiatric disorders. Anxiety disorders and serious depression are painful conditions. So science hunts for a cure. And in the process, science reveals a lot about personality, both disordered and normal.